Good morning. Welcome everyone to worship this morning. Special welcome to all of you joining us from home, and also a very special welcome to all of you bringing along your four-footed friends today, as today we're celebrating the blessing of the animals, and this is the conclusion of what, if you remember, all the way back in May, beginning at our Earth Day celebration, we've had a season of creation interspersed throughout the summer. We had a Sunday on interrelationships of all created things. We had a Sunday on the water and the sea. We had a Sunday on wildfires and natural disasters. And now we conclude that with a blessing of the animals. The reason we spread it out like that was because creation and new creation is not something that happened just one time or we specially observe it one time, but something that is ongoing every day in our lives, being the new creation, the creation being renewed around us at all times. And so with that, I invite us to begin with a special litany of thanksgiving for the gift of creation that you see there on page 3. Bless the Lord, all you creatures, and forget not all of God's benefits. For all your creatures that breathe and move and have life, we give you thanks and praise, Creator God, that we may love and honor the works of your hand. We give you thanks and praise, Creator God, that all things may be treasured with care. We give you thanks and praise, Creator God, that all life may flourish. We give you thanks and praise, Creator God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for the gift of life in all its diversity and beauty. Lord Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, we praise you that you came to redeem all of creation. Holy Spirit, we rejoice that you breathe the breath of life into the world. For the blessing of your people, the sustaining of the earth, and the glory of your holy name, through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I invite all who are able to stand for the first hymn.
Thank you.
seated and prepare your hearts, minds, and ears to hear the Word of God.
The first lesson is from Habakkuk, the first chapter, the oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not listen? Or cry to you violence and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous. Therefore judgment comes forth perverted. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. The word of the Lord. The second reading is from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. And for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day that I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you've heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you, and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory
to you, O Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing and tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. My PSA for today, that is my public service announcement, is to begin by saying prayer should come with a warning. Be careful what you ask for. You just may get it. In our Bible study this week, many participants shared how their prayers were answered, often in unexpected and surprising ways. Or some shared that their prayers seemingly went unanswered, and only when looking back were they able to see, and it became clear to them that God had an altogether different plan. Therefore, it had nothing to do with the efficacy of their prayers. I say that because as I read this passage for this week that's assigned, I couldn't help but wonder just how many people down through the ages have prayed for the same thing the apostles asked of Jesus. Increase our faith. Give us more. Make it bigger, larger. It seems even the most pious among us are prone to feel as though we don't have enough faith, especially when our prayers seem to fall on deaf ears, as if faith can somehow be measured, quantified. It can't. It's not really either or, as in either you have faith or you don't. That's just another way of trying to somehow make it quantifiable. Jesus' response to the apostles' request to increase their faith was to compare their faith to a tiny little mustard seed. He said, if you have faith, and really it's saying, if you have faith and you do, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, Jesus said, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. That sounds a little bizarre. But in a reflection on this text, Pastor Brian Stoffergen recalled a brief prayer he heard years ago. It went something like, oh God, I didn't pray for enough faith to move mountains. I can get enough dynamite and bulldozers to do that. What I need to ask for is enough faith to move me. Enough faith to move me. While I forewarned you to be careful what you pray for, I have to say perhaps that's the prayer we should all be praying. For our faith to move us to action. Action that's made manifest in acts of mercy and love toward one another, toward our neighbors in need, toward all of God's creation, all God's creatures. Move us, move me to acts of mercy, grace, love, charity. Yet, to be clear, in our tradition, that is, in the Lutheran tradition, as Christians, we teach that faith itself is a gift freely given to us in baptism. I suppose, like any gift, it can be left unopened, unused. It could be ignored. And as with any gift freely given, it's undeserved by the recipient, by those who receive it. That is to say, it's unearned, unmerited. The gift of faith is God's delight to give to us, and it comes to us with a promise made visible to us in the waters of holy baptism, where we are named and claimed children of God, the same Heavenly Father, where we are drowned in Christ's death and raised up with Christ into a new life, as new creatures of the Creator, as a new creation, and where we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Just as David and Benjamin were just a few weeks ago when you were baptized here, David, you received that promise with us. And just as George Hansen's great-granddaughters, Avery and Lula will be this coming week, next Saturday, baptized into Christ. This gift of faith comes with a promise that has now been fulfilled to our sisters in Christ, Tara Pratt, Peg Emery, Kristen Ware, Tracy Boring, and all of our loved ones who now rest in the loving arms of Jesus and are part of God's eternal realm. That is a gift. Yet I have to say it's only natural, I think, to sometimes doubt whether our faith is sufficient. And so we need to be reminded that we have received this gift as a gift from God for us, to us. And it is enough, more than enough. That's not to suggest that we're off the hook. That would be too easy. That would be cheap grace, as Bonhoeffer said. Our response to this gift that's been given to us from God through the Holy Spirit, is to be faithful and faith-filled. We have sufficient faith, but now we are called to be faithful, to be faith-filled. And that's the hard part. The dynamite and bulldozer can take care of moving the mulberry tree, but the challenge we face is in living our faith by being obedient to the will of God and not our own, by following the footsteps of Jesus and becoming servants of Christ and therefore of one another and of our neighbors in need and of all of creation. In other words, by being moved, by letting our faith move us into action. The Apostle Paul spoke of an all-sufficient faith, a faith that lived first in Timothy's grandmother Lois, then in his mother Eunice, and finally now rested on Timothy. The faith that we have received that has been passed on to us from generation to generation through our grandparents and parents, and then nurtured by Sunday school teachers and youth leaders and other members of a community to which we belong, and pastors and theologians and gospel writers and writers of the books of the Bible. All of that passed on to us from generation to generation. Central Lutheran Church is rich with the generation of with the love and faithfulness of the generations that came before us. We are blessed, and we have been blessed to be a blessing. It is a seed that God has planted in us through our baptism. And while it's true that the seed of faith needs to be nurtured, God has planted more than enough faith in us. Therefore, we have more than enough faith to meet the challenges before us. I can say that with confidence because I believe God's grace is always more than sufficient. God's power working in and through us is enough. God's love is vastly more than our imaginations can even begin to fathom. And since God is the giver of this all-sufficient gift of grace and faith, and that God provides all that we need, it stands to reason that faith, too, is more than enough. And so in closing, I want to remind you that through God's grace and this God-given gift freely given to us, which has been poured out upon us through the waters of baptism, the Holy Spirit is upon us. It is working in us and through us, both individually and as a community of faith together. This gift that's all sufficient, this gift of faith that's been given to us is sufficient. It is enough to manage the difficult times, to overcome the tragic times, to celebrate the joyful times, and to remain faithful in all times. Let that be the prayer on our hearts this day. Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed God, your love calls the whole creation into covenant with you, and you put in our hands responsibility for the care of the earth and its creatures. And so for all to whom you have given life and breath, we pray, merciful God, hear our prayer. For the well-being of the earth, for its resources of water, air, light, and soil, that they may be tended for the good of all creatures, we pray, merciful God, hear our prayer. For the waters of the earth, for their careful use and conservation, that we may have the will and the ability to keep them clean and pure, we pray, merciful God, hear our prayer. For the mineral and energy resources of the planet, that we may learn sustainable consumption and sound care of the environment from which they come, we pray, merciful God, hear our prayer. For the animals of the earth, wild and domestic, large and small, that they may know the harmony of relationship that sustains all life, we pray, merciful God, hear our prayer. For the creatures and the human beings of your world who are ill, in danger, pain, or special need. For those in grief while in this present broken world. For all affected by Hurricanes Fiona and Ian. For this community, we pray especially this week for Lou Berg, Terry Chapp, Norman and Steve Edmond, Dal Haverland, Joy Lathrop, Lori Lund, Doug and Jody Martin, Chris Prescott, Marnie Reinmuth, Bonnie Betts, and Sherry Hammerstad. For all these we've spoken aloud and those known only to you, we pray, merciful God, hear our prayer. For the creatures and the people of the earth whose lives and deaths have contributed to the fruitful abundance of this planet, and for the faithful care of all creatures and comfort us who remain and grieve. We give you thanks, O God, for St. Francis of Assisi, whose life and witness continue to inspire us. We give you thanks for all who have died in you, for the family and friends of Bill Friedrichs, Peg Emery, Kristen Ware, and Tara Pratt, we pray, merciful God, hear our prayer. Gracious God, creator of all, grant that we, your people, may have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Guide us into harmony of relationship through loving kindness and the wise use of all that you've given. For you are drawing all things into communion with you and with one another by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Just as it's possible with our four-footed friends here, turn to one another and just share a gesture of peace with each other. Let us pray. Gracious God, in your great love, you richly provide for our needs. Make of these gifts a banquet of blessing, and make us ready to share with all in need through Jesus Christ, who sets a table for all. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy God, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death, and as he had promised, poured out your spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples and upon us. At this, the whole earth exults in boundless joy. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your spirit poured out on all nations. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Today, for distribution, we'll invite you to come forward to the center aisle, receive the bread in the form of a wafer, and then dip it into the cup. The cup has red wine and white grape juice. This is Christ's meal, and it is Christ who bids you come. Come, for all has been prepared. Now, may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. God, our Creator, you feed your people with the bread from heaven. Let this holy food sustain us through our earthly pilgrimage, that we may come to that place where your people hunger and thirst no more, and your creation is restored to its full glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A few announcements of our life together this week. First are a few things related to Camp Lutherwood. First is that this afternoon there is a special meeting of the Camp Lutherwood Association, which includes Central Lutheran, and collectively we have a vote. They have a meeting today at 4:30 on Zoom to discuss the purchase of over 14 acres of adjacent property, which they're really excited about. So you are invited to join in on that discussion and decision, and they need to hear from us as one of the congregational members of that Camp Lutherwood Association. Secondly, with respect to Lutherwood, this Wednesday, October 5th at 7 p.m., there is an online auction that they'll be holding, and you can register for that on Lutherwood's website. Further, for Central Lutheran, you can see the note in the back of your bulletin. Once again, we are continuing to gain information for our upcoming photo directory. We're busy working to get all the data that has been sent put together, but we still need more. So please, if you've not gotten that information in, look at the instructions then. There's a web link, there's a QR code, and you could call the office. Help us fill out that information so we can make sure everything is up to date and we can really put together a wonderful project. Third, to note that, just a reminder, the memorial service is coming up. Tara Pratt's memorial service is Friday, October 7th at 1 p.m., and Peg Emery's Saturday, October 8th at 1, both here in the sanctuary and also on the live stream. Kristen Ware's service is still pending. We'll let you know when that gets organized. Also, to invite you, that as this is the first Sunday of the month, anyone seeking individual prayer is welcome to head over directly after service to the chapel, and one of our prayer ministers will meet you there. Finally, as a reminder, our education hour is back. So after service, adults, join me in the library, and we'll be starting a series going through the book of one of our upcoming Cairo speakers. So you'll definitely want to be there for that. And children and youth, meet Pastor Lori at the Godly Playroom. All right, with all of those things, I'd like now to invite everyone with animals to come forward and meet us at the front here.
Lord be with you and all of you.
Bless the Lord, all you creatures.
and forget not all God's benefits.
For all your creatures that breathe and move and have life.
Thank you, Lord.
That each creature may be treasured with care, and that you give us strength and wisdom to love and honor the works of your hand.
We pray to you in confidence, O God. We give you thanks, for in your wisdom you have made the animals. They brighten and enrich our lives in so many ways. And you have made us in your image, giving us the responsibility of caring over every living creature. Help us to save and protect them from danger, as Noah did. Help us to love and care for them, as Francis did. When we behold the animals of creation, may we be reminded that you are holy and worthy of praise. We pray in the name of the Creator, whose divine imagination dreamed up the giraffe and the puffin, and the hippopotamus, and the birds of the air. We pray in the name of Jesus, the one we have come to call Lamb of God. We pray in the name of the Holy Spirit, who came to us in the form of a dove. Amen.
O God, when your beloved Son came among us, the waters of the river welcomed him. The heavens opened to greet his arrival, and the animals of the wilderness drew near to him as companions. Bless the animals who join us this day, and all creatures who we hold dear. We name them before you now. For all these we've named aloud, for those we've named silently, and those known only to you. With all the world's people, may we who are washed into new life through baptism seek the way of your new creation, the way of justice and care, mercy and peace, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And we know that these companions, either the pictures you've brought or the live creatures that are with us this morning, are part of your families. And so we celebrate that and the gift that they are to all of you and to us. We also invite you to select one of the certificates. They're on the front pew there. You can take one home, and that will be a reminder of the blessing they have received this day. And as we aren't doing the individual blessings, we've named these, we've heard their names, and we celebrate with you the gift that they are to you and to creation. And so we conclude, Almighty God, bless us and direct our days and our deeds in peace. Amen.
I'd like to invite the whole congregation to rise and receive a benediction.
And some of our children have brought with them stuffed animals. And the children's choir will be singing at the 11 o'clock service. So I suspect we'll see even more of their favorite companions that sleep with them and provide comfort in those special ways. Hear now the benediction.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. in peace, care for the earth and all its creatures.
Thanks be to God.